Bedush Chai daily for Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayetzi. On Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the Bedush Chai daily, we learn the halachic portion of the Bedush Chai Sefer on halacha. Over here on the halacha portion of Parshas Vayetzi, the Bedush Chai talks about the halachas of going to the bathroom. And instead of going through every single section, we're going to summarize what each section of the Bedush Chai halachas talks about and point out some unique ideas and some important halachas. In Sif Aleph, the Ben Ishchai discusses the aver of Baal Tishaketsu. He says that a person violates this aver when a person doesn't go to the bathroom, whether it's for gedolim or katana, meaning whether it's a person needs to defecate or a person needs to urinate. In any of those cases, a person violates Baal Tishaketsu. And he also says that if a person holds back from urinating, so not only is he violating Baal Tishaketsu, he's also putting himself at a severe health risk of infertility. So a person has to be very, very careful. He says that people are not careful about this because they say I'm in the middle of something, whether I'm in the middle of learning, I might be learning Zohar, I might be learning Kapitel Tillim, or I might be in some other business, and they do not go to the bathroom right away. He says that's incredibly, incredibly foolish. Not only is it incredibly foolish because it's going to cause a health risk, but it's also a mitzvah baba aver, the mitzvah they're doing of learning or whatever they're busy with is coming as a result of an aver. And in fact, the Chesla Alofim, he quotes, says in the name of Mikubal, that a person who is lenient on this halacha, meaning a person doesn't take this seriously, he'll end up not having pure thoughts. It hurts his ability to connect to Hashem. It hurts his ability to maintain his physical health. And the Ben Ishchai actually assures us that if a person is careful in this area, he will become a brand new person. Ben Ishchai says in Sif Beis that when a person's lying in his bed at night, it sounds like it's time for him to get up, but he doesn't get up yet. He's still lying in bed and he has to use the restroom. A person should not be lazy. A person should get out of bed and go to the bathroom. Don't say it's too cold. Don't say it's too rainy. The weather's bad out there. I'm not sure where he's going to sleep here. And don't say it's too dark. Rather, a person should go to the bathroom right away. But he does say that before you go to the bathroom, then a person should wash their hands until Sadaim. But don't make the bracha of until Sadaim. A person should wash their hands, go to the bathroom, say until Sadaim, then say Ashi Yotzer, and then get ready for the rest of his day. In Sif Gimel, the Ben Ishchai really quantifies exactly when it is that a person would violate Baal Tishaketsu. He says that it's only if a person needs to go to the bathroom within a parsa's distance. A person should look up exactly what distance is of a parsa, but within a parsa's distance, only then would a person be violating Baal Tishaketsu. He also points out that if a person doesn't really have to go, he feels like it would be good for him to go, but it would need for him to push himself to go to use the restroom, so then a person should not have to be concerned that he is violating Baal Tishaketsu. Only at the point when he really, really needs to go and he's feeling a passion for it, he really needs to go, so then he's violating Baal Tishaketsu. In Sif Dalet, the Ben Ishchai talks about how important it is to keep the bathroom closed, the bathroom door closed. When a person goes to the bathroom, even if it's at night, make sure to keep the bathroom door closed because of modesty. In fact, he quotes the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, that says that the halacha of being modest is actually a mitzvah min hatayra. And says the Ben Ishchai, even though there are people who dispute this opinion of the Smak, that the maintaining your modesty is a mitzvah min hatayra, still a person should make sure to maintain themselves as modest. It is one of the ways the Jewish people are praised, by being modest people, and therefore a person should make sure to keep the door closed. He does say, though, that if there's a terrible odor in the bathroom, and he needs to open up the door a little bit in order to make that odor go away, so then a person may be lenient at nighttime when nobody will see him. Ben Ishchai also notes that people have it wrong, he says, about what it is that we need to maintain snias for in the bathroom. It's not because a person's going to the bathroom and they simply have to maintain themselves in a level of snias. Rather, he says that based on the Arizal, in the name of Shem Bar Yochai, that a person's back area is connected to klipa. It's connected to the forces of tumah, and therefore a person must cover that up. A person must maintain sneas from that back area. And therefore, he actually says that the rats and mice that go to bathrooms, it's because they're connected to that forces of tumah, and we are make sure to be ourselves sneas. We maintain our modesty in order to submit to cause the forces of evil to be submitted. In Sif Hei, the Ben Ishchai talks about maintaining also modesty within the bathroom, that a person should not totally expose themselves as much as they can. Of course, he says that if not exposing yourself would cause your clothing to get dirty for whatever reason, whether the bathroom is dirty or for some other reason, so then it's not such a serious concern. Of course, the person should try to minimize their exposure. But then he also says that nowadays, based on the Chesed Alofim, that nowadays, where the bathrooms are really, really secure and they're very, very closed up and people cannot see into the bathroom, so then a person does not have to be so strict with himself regarding exposing himself in the bathroom. In Sif Vav, the Ben Ishchai discusses the halacha that two people are not supposed to go together to the restroom, and whether it's two men or two women, they should not be going to the restroom together. They should be staying in separate areas with doors closed in between them, and there should be no mingling. In fact, the Sefer Chesla Alofim, the Ben Ishchai quotes, says that you have to be careful with little kids. You should accustom them to not be concerned about the sneeze as relates to the bathroom, and you should protect them and their innocence, and that they should always be safe in this bathroom area with modesty. In Sif Zayin, the Ben Ishchai discusses the halacha about if people are using the restroom outdoors. He says, if you're using the restroom outdoors, you should make sure to distance yourself from people so they should not be able to see you going to the bathroom. He says, you don't have to be so far that they cannot see your body at all, but they should not be able to see you using the restroom. If you're beyond a fence, you're beyond a wall of some sort, so then a person will be able to go to the bathroom. And there's no concern that other people might hear the person going to the bathroom's flatulence, because if in that case, it is not in fact an objectively non-sneeze or embarrassing thing. If a person feels embarrassed, so then a person should be makbid. But otherwise, it sounds like in the time of the Gemara, says the Ben Ishchai, people were not concerned or aware that this was even embarrassing. The Ben Ishchai also points out in Sif Ches that the halachas about being tzenua are much more applicable when a person is in need to defecate. But when a person is urinating, a person really should be going to the bathroom as quickly as possible. Of course, he should try to go to the side so that people will not see him. But in the same time, a person should go to the bathroom as quickly as possible. In Sif Tes, we discussed the halachas that a person should be going to the bathroom with his body facing north or south, but not east or west. Obviously, that's a connection to the Shechinah Kedosha, that a person should not be going to the bathroom in direction. But he does say, of course, if there's walls around the person does not have to be greatly concerned how he is facing when he is using the restroom. At that point, a person could face any direction he would choose. He does say that there is another opinion that says that a person should always be careful, even within a walled area, within a room, not to go to the bathroom between the east and west. And he actually says that you should be concerned for this approach. And he says that where he lives in Baghdad, that is the minute. When people build bathrooms, they always build the bathroom in order for the bathroom to be facing from north to south and not east to west. In Sif Yud, he discusses that a person should not be talking at all in the bathroom. He shouldn't say a single word in any language, whether it's in English or any other language. He says the reason is because when a person speaks in the bathroom, the chitzayim, the forces of evil, take those words that he is speaking, and it is a very, very bad thing. A person can clear his throat, and that is as much as a person can do. In Sif Yud Aleph, he discusses cleaning oneself after a person goes to the bathroom. He says the primary way to clean yourself is using liquid, using water. He does say that the minhag in the cities of Edom, which I suppose he's referring to Western countries, is to clean themselves with a paper or with a cloth. He said that is not clean. That is not a very clean way of cleaning themselves. But cleaning with water is the best way to clean, and then a person will be able to daven properly if they are properly clean. In Sif Yud Beis, the Ben Ishchai says, very interesting, that the halacha is that if a person has not said Asher Yatzer after coming out of the bathroom, you only have a half hour, according to the Ben Ishchai, to say Asher Yatzer. If you have not said Asher Yatzer within a half hour, so then a person may not say Asher Yatzer using the name of Hashem. But if it's within a half hour, you could still say Asher Yatzer. If a person is unsure, then once again, a person would not be able to say Asher Yatzer with the name of Hashem. Seems to be implying that a person could say Asher Yatzer without the name of Hashem, and that perhaps is recommended, but a person may not say Asher Yatzer with the name of Hashem. And a person also cannot say two Asher Yatzers for two bathrooms. Rather, a person goes to the bathroom, and then he only could say one Asher Yatzer at a time. In Sifid Gimli, he says very interesting also that if a person has to make a bracha acharina, he might have gone to the bathroom and middle of a meal, and then after the meal he comes out, which should he make first, the Ashi Yatzar or bracha acharina? He says, of course, the Ashi Yatzar comes first because the halacha is tader v'she'iner tader, something which is more consistent. We do the more consistent one first, you say Ashi Yatzar, and only afterwards do you make a bracha acharina. In Sif Yudal, the Benishchai discusses the method that a person would use towards cleaning himself once again, like we discussed in Sif Yud Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, and he says over here that even though a person may kill lice with his right hand, and he could also clean himself off with his right hand, when it comes to cleaning himself after defecating, a person should only be using his left hand. Why not his right hand? Because your right hand used to wrap tefillin. On your left hand, your tefillin doesn't get wrapped anywhere on your fingers except for the middle finger. So the middle finger, a person may not use to clean himself, but all the other fingers a person can use to clean themselves from going after going to the bathroom. He says if a person finds it difficult, so then a person should clean with as many fingers as necessary to be able to clean himself off. He does say women also, even though a woman doesn't wear tefillin, but still a person should accustom themselves to using your left hand for cleaning and not the right. He says because there are other, perhaps Kabbalistic reasons that require a person to use their left hand when cleaning. In Sif Tes Vav, the Benish Chai says that women must make sure to say Ashi Yatzar. And in fact, they should learn it Baal Peh. It's important for them to know it well, because it makes a tikkun gadol, he says. And he also says that the words of Ashi Yatzar have 45 words in it, and that is the same gematria as the word Adam. And there are many, many deep Kabbalistic concepts. A person should know the basic understanding of what the words of Ashi Yatzar mean when he says it. Finally, in Sif Tes Zayin, the Ben Ishchai discusses what is not allowed to be discussed in the bathroom, meaning thinking, not discussed, but thinking. A person may not think in Divrei Torah, a person should not think about mitzvahs in the bathroom, a person should not even be thinking about tzedakah, shouldn't be thinking about Shabbos, thinking about sukkah, lulav, matzah. A person should not be thinking about any of this in the bathroom. A person should never say the name Shalom in the bathroom of a person. Now, he doesn't say the bathroom, he actually has the merchatz in a bathhouse. A person should not be saying the name Shalom. A person should not even be saying the name Abdallah. He says, why not Abdallah or Abdullah? Because the name actually has Abad Allah, and Allah is the name of God in Arabic. A person may not say that name in the bathroom. A person shouldn't even say the name Shabbos, because it says in the Zohar that Shabbos is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we conclude the Ben Ishchai Halachis for Parshas Vayetze.